Our next report comes from the North Shore Community School. It is located just north and a little bit west or east of Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of May 18th. My name is Derek and I'm your phenologist for this week. On Saturday the 18th, we had another round of spring snow, but most of it melted when it hit the ground. Amelia saw her first hummingbird on Sunday the 19th. Miss Teegee's class went out into the school forest on Wednesday to collect fiddleheads and leeks. After foraging enough, we went inside to make pizza. In EE class on Tuesday 22nd, Miss Teegee's class planted white pines and fenced them down. We planted them a little past the deer enclosure. Many animals are on the move on the rare nice days we're getting in this wet, cold spring. Please drive carefully, as there are many wildlife fatalities on our road. Many deer, a crow, and even a coyote this week have been seen walking along the road. Carter and two of his brothers almost hit a large black bear on the road when coming home from fishing. On Friday, Miss Jackson's class weeded out the asparagus bed in our school orchard. They were able to cut two, enough for everyone to try a bite. In another week or so, more should be ready to harvest. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Derek. And it's good to hear you guys have been out and harvesting some fiddleheads. I had fiddleheads last night for supper.
Did you have it on pizza?
No, I didn't. I had it in a kind of a frittata.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, it was delicious. They are wonderful, and now's the time to get out there. Although I have some ostrich ferns in my yard that are already, I would say, they got to be 80 to 85 centimeters. They're almost 3 feet tall. They're really growing quickly. But there are still some that are just budding up. So get out there, look around. You'll find them. They're delicious.